Well, this is a crime that really kind of leaves you, when I heard about it, shaking your head and going, how in the world did this happen in Seattle? The past weekend, an 89-year-old woman was out jogging around Green Lake, and she was attacked. A man jumped her, knocked her down, tried yanking her clothes off. She fought and screamed and apparently chased him off, or he ran off, was scared off. Seattle police are still looking for the suspect and also trying to figure out if it could be connected to other attacks on women in parks around this area. With us to talk more about it, this is Joanne Factor. She is with an organization called Strategic Living. That is a self-defense training organization here in Seattle. Joanne, nice to have you with us on Newsline today.
Well, thank you, Penny.
So, just first of all, don't you find this just a little bit shocking, just a particularly bold attack on an 89-year-old woman in an urban area like Green Lake?
It is shocking, yes, but it does happen, and that's pretty scary. Overall, we live in a pretty safe society, so when things like this happen, it's a very rude awakening.
So this 89-year-old woman turned out to be pretty darn feisty, and luckily, yeah. I should add that she was not seriously injured, thank goodness.
Yeah.
But, you know, at 89, you suffer a fall, you know, we all know what can happen. But
I know, that's the average age, and yeah, I know exactly what can happen.
Well, sure, you know, you get a broken bone and that's it. But she's apparently fine, they're still looking for the perpetrator here, but... You know, did she do the right thing? I mean, obviously she was able to scare him off, or maybe somebody came along, but she fought back and yelled. She wasn't going down easy.
Absolutely. For the vast majority of assaults, and everyone has to listen to their own gut feeling, but for the vast majority of assaults, when women fight back, they win.
Is that true?
That is absolutely true. When women fight back and they try to evade their assailants and they use their voices, they win. Their assailant either runs off or somebody comes along, and or the guy just, you know, gives up and says, hey, I didn't want to fight. I was looking for an easy victim.
Well, you know, you do hear that, and you know, women, I think, were mostly people pleasers. I think a lot of us who might find ourselves in a situation might try to be quiet or be nice, thinking mm-hmm. that, you know, maybe I won't get killed here. I can survive this. Mm-hmm. But really, the statistics show we need to yell and fight and scratch. And I understand, Joanne, never get into a car with somebody. I'd rather be shot dead than get into a car with somebody.
Most people who do get into the car, something far worse happens to them. Most of them, a lot of them don't come back alive. So, yeah, never get taken to a second crime location. You know, every self-defense situation is, some of them are a choice between bad and worse. You have to decide what's bad, what's worse. There are a few hard and fast rules. One of them, I would say, is don't get into a car to go somewhere with an assailant.
Right. Never, never. This woman was jogging in the dark. It was 5:30 in the morning. Uh-huh. Probably not a good idea, no matter where you live.
Well, you know, I think that a lot of people like their jogging in the morning because of the solitude, and I think it's a real shame that people have to make that choice.
I do too, but should we? Should we women? I see women. I used to, you know, work early mornings, and I'd see women on bicycles. I'd see women jogging, you know, at 4:30 in the morning, and I was always like, oh boy, you know. But I don't know. Something about the early morning is less maybe threatening than later at night, but I don't know what's that. It's dark, but should she have been out there in the dark?
Why not? It's her right to be out there. I think however, it does have its own risks. And if you're going to be out there jogging, I think you should know a few simple things that say, okay, I know I'm at a little more risk. What can I do to offset that?
All right. So do you have some ideas for us? Because I would disagree with you saying it's our right. Yeah, it is our right, but we are women and we're more vulnerable. And I tell my girls, don't ever create a crime of opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And I think jogging early mornings in the dark might be setting that up. I'm not saying it's right. I think it's horrible. But as women, you know, that's just a fact of life.
It's a fact of life, but there are things you can do about it if you want to go running in the wee hours of the morning.
Okay, let's get to those. Let's get to those.
Okay. Absolutely. So use your voice. That's one of the most important things. Use your voice loudly. And what I like to tell my students is yell direct commands at the assailant. Like, back off.
Before they even put a hand on you.
Yes, if they're violating your boundaries, trust your gut about that.
Mm-hmm.
If they're closing that distance, if you think somebody's staring at you, paying a little more attention than is really warranted, if they're getting up close to you, if they're making inappropriate or weird comments,
mm-hmm.
use your voice. Keep your distance. Try to keep at least 2 arms length distance.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have to really fight back, some places on the body are more vulnerable than others. Eyes, throat, groin, and knees. Best targets. If you get a good hit on any of them, they will disable your assailant long enough for you to escape.
Mm, so make a quick blow and run.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
What about pepper spray?
Pepper spray is a great tool. Yes, pepper spray is effective. It is a great tool also.
All right. And what about carrying like a cell phone always with you? Is that necessary as well?
I think carrying a cell phone overall is a good idea. But I think first you have to deal with the assailant and then get on the cell phone.
Well, I know you do a lot of training and seminars, Joanne, and we're just about out of time here, but I understand the one you did at Green Lake was particularly well attended.
That's what I've been told, yeah.
Yeah.
And so, I was very happy to be there.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Joanne Factor, for weighing in on how we women can better protect ourselves out there on the road.